Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It's good to be in God's presence once again. Our song ministration this day is titled, All We Want Is You. Psalm 42 verse 1 lets us to know that as the earth panted for the brooks, so our soul panted for God. May you be blessed as you listen in Jesus' name.
Amen.
All we want is you, is you. All we want is you. We hunger and thirst for you in the dry and weary land, 'cause all we want is you. Come and sing, all we want,
all we want is you.
Says we've cried, trying to fill our lives, trying to bring some peace to our mind. Never really knowing you, Lord, it was you we were longing for. Till you opened our hearts and we tasted of you. Now all we want is more of you. All we want,
all we want is you, is you. All we want is you.
We
hunger and thirst for you in the dry and weary land. 'Cause all we want.
Is you,
all we want
is you. We hunger and thirst for you.
We hunger and thirst for you.
In the dry and weary land,
in the dry and weary land, 'cause all we want
is you. Is the heart generation, for we're tired of the legions of men. Now we are consumed by desires to be close to you. The passion of this world have nothing we're looking for. Blessed is the generation whose God is the Lord. Our hearts are completely yours. All we want is you.
All we want,
oh God, is you. We need you, is you. All we want is you.
All we want
is you, oh God, is you. We hunger and thirst for
That's all we want.
That's all we want is you.
One more time, we hunger and thirst for you, Lord.
We hunger and thirst for you.
On the dry and weary land.
Your hands to heaven and declare that all you need is the Lord. Lift your two hands unto Him and worship Him.
All we need is you, Lord.
Lift your hands and invite Him unto your life.
All we need is you.
Personalize it now. All I need.
You, Lord, is you, Lord.
All I need is you, Lord. Amen. We'll take that song again, but you will take it in worship. You will kneel down in surrender and submission unto God and lift your heart unto Him as you kneel down. Lift your heart unto Him. Look unto heaven and let the Lord know sincerely that all you need is Him alone and is Him alone. Go ahead, let's worship Him with that song again.
All I need is you, Lord.
One more time.
All I need is you, Lord.
Go ahead and worship the Lord. Tell Him that all you need is Him alone. Tell Him that you love Him. You appreciate Him. With all your heart. With all your soul, with all your strength. Tell the Lord that all you need is Him alone. That you love Him. You worship Him. You praise Him. You thank Him. You are grateful unto Him. With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. That all you need is the Lord alone. Father, all I need is You alone. I worship You. Exalt Your majesty. I magnify Your holy name. I give You praise and worship. I adore You, Lord God Almighty. All I need is You alone, O God. I love You, Father, the Father of all spirits. I love You with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my strength, With everything within me, I love you, God. I give you thanks and praises. Be exalted, Father. Be worshipped. Be magnified. Be glorified. Amen. I want you to go ahead and thank God for life. I want you to thank God for His watching over you, His protection. We've had the testimony that Pastor Femi gave. We've also heard about the news yesterday of multiple accidents on M25. 7 people died immediately. But you have been going up and down. God has been watching over you. It's not that you know how to drive. It's not that you are better than those ones that died on the expressway. Go ahead and give him thanks. It's not that we are better than those that are in the hospital. A lot of people started the year with us, but they are no longer alive. But as for you, God has been faithful. God has been good. God has been gracious. God has been merciful. Why not lift your voice unto Him and bless Him and give Him thanks for life, not only life, for good health, for healing, for deliverance from evil, for salvation of your soul, for the gift of the mighty Holy Spirit, for making you to be partakers of His heavenly blessings. Let us give Him thanks. I give you praise. I give you worship. Lord, for January, for February, for March, for April, for May, for June, for July, for August, for September, for October, for bringing me to November, even for keeping me in the few days that have gone by in November. Some have started November, but they are no more. Father, I give you thanks. I give you praise, O God of my salvation, for saving my soul, for making me a child of God, for making me priests and kings unto God. Oh, Father, I thank you for forgiveness of my sins. I thank you for the wonderful blood of Jesus Christ. I thank you for favor that you have bestowed upon me, for your glory in my life. I give you thanks. I give you praises for my family. I give you thanks for my wife. I give you thanks where she is, for being with her now. I give you thanks for my children, for being with them. I give you thanks. I give you praises for all my brothers and sisters. I give you thanks. Brothers and sisters in the Lord, I give you thanks. Brothers and sisters in the flesh, I give you thanks for being with them, for being with all my in-laws, all my brothers and sisters in-law. I give you thanks for being with my mother-in-law. I give you thanks for being with my parents in the Lord. I give you thanks for being with Daddy Gio. I give you thanks for being with my mother in the Lord. I give you thanks. I give you thanks for being with my mother in the Lord. Lord, who was sick, but you have made whole. Lord, she passed through the jaws of death, but you still spare her life. I give you thanks. I give you praises, Almighty God, for Johnny Masses, for going in the air, traveling on the land. I give you thanks for being with me, being with my family, being with my brethren. I give you thanks for covering our nakedness, for providing for us, for meeting our needs, for not allowing the world to say, where is their God? Lord, you are worthy to be thanked. You are worthy to be praised. So all my brethren here, I give you thanks for watching over them, watching over the ministers. I give you thanks. Watching over the choir leader, I give you thanks. I give you thanks, O God, for being with our God, I give you thanks for being with all the workers. I give you thanks, Almighty God, for being with every member of the church. I give you thanks for breakthrough on our right, breakthrough on our left, testimony here and there, in favor, provision, blessings, blessings of children, of twins. I give you thanks. I give you praise. For blessing us with a new van as a church, I give you thanks. I give you praise, O God, for the progress in the work of the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord. I give you thanks for making us vessels unto honor in your hands. Glory, glory, glory be to your holy name. Father, we thank you, Lord. Please accept our thanks. Accept our thanks. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have thanks.
Amen.
Father, please accept our thanksgiving. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We may be seated. You are welcome to God's awesome presence. Please, can we lower this image a bit loud? And you are welcome to the month of November. And the month that we have tagged by the help of God, the month of mighty testimonies. And it's in line with the prophecy for this year that this year will be a year of mighty testimonies. It will be a year of mighty testimonies for someone here.
Amen.
If you are in that category, say a loud amen.
Amen.
Already some people have had testimonies, wonderful testimonies. But as we are worshiping God, the Lord said, there is someone here. You've had so much testimony this year, but God said this month of November, what I will do in your life, the testimony that I've gone by will be like a child's play.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord said that for someone here, by the end of this year, you'll be able to look back and say, indeed, all is well with me. By the end of this year, you will be able to say, all is well with me. If you're in that category, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we want to thank God for this month. And we want to thank God for the wonderful vigil on Friday. It was wonderful. And by the end of the vigil, I can see some beaming with the glory of God. You know, one of the things we share is that when you encounter new anointing, it will change your outlook. It will change your face. When people see you, they will know, and they will know that this person has been with the Lord. Hallelujah. And I pray a bit of that anointing will rub afresh upon you today.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Before we go into dedication, we want to share briefly from the word of God, thanking the Lord who can make all things well. Thanking the Lord who can make all things well. How many of us believe that the Lord can make all things well? Amen. He will make all things well for you. He will make all things well in your life. I say he will make all things well in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's just look at something from Mark chapter 7. We have to be fast because of our time. Mark chapter 7. Because of time, let's go to verse 26. The woman was a Greek Syrophoenician by birth, and she kept asking him to cast out the demon out of her daughter. And Jesus said to her, let the children be filled first, for it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. And she answered and said to him, yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs under the table, heat from the children's crumbs. Then he said to her, "For this saying, go your way. The demon has gone out of your daughter." And when she had come to her house, she found the demon gone out and her daughter lying on the bed. Hallelujah. Again, if we jump to verse 34, then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." Immediately his ears were opened, and the impediment of his tongue was loosed, and he spoke plainly. Then he commanded them that they should not tell anyone, but the more he commanded them, the more widely they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." Praise the Lord. He has done all things well. He has done all things well. He has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak. Hallelujah. One of the things that he did was to deliver the daughter of that Greek woman, Syrophoenician woman, from bondage of oppression of the devil. You can imagine, thank God for women, having a child that is possessed by an unclean spirit. When the woman is supposed to be sleeping in the night, she won't be able to sleep because maybe the child will be jumping up and down, crying that, "Mommy, something is oppressing me, something tormenting me." It is when others are sleeping that she will be waking up. And when others are waking up, when she even supposed to catch a bit of sleep, it is then the daughter will come up with another problem. When others should have gone to school, should have gone to something else, she has to stay with the child. But the Lord that can make all things well, one day set her daughter free. Hallelujah. Amen. There is someone here, the deliverance of your daughter or son is coming today. It shall be so in the name of Jesus. It shall be so in the name of Jesus. There is someone this morning. There is someone this day, this week, this month, and for the rest of your year, and for the rest of your life, that you will be saying, "Thank you, Jesus." You will be saying, "Thank you, Jesus." Because you will encounter the Lord that makes all things well. And that's his personality that need to be thanked. We need to thank that Lord, that God, that can make all things well for you. We need to thank that God that can make all things well for you. They were astonished in that verse 37. "We've never seen a man like this. Who can make all things well? He can make the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak." That's a testimony. He can make the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. But if you go backwards, you saw that he also delivered the daughter of the woman who was under oppression. And that's part of catalog of testimonies of what the Lord can do for his people. He can make all things well for you. This season, my Lord will make all things well for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says in that verse 37, "And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, He has made all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." He, if you remove that pronoun and put the personality that is concerned, the Lord Jesus, I believe you know, if you go backward, that the Bible was talking about Jesus. Verse 27 says, "But Jesus said to her." So Jesus was the personality in question. So if you remove the pronoun he, and you put Jesus there, then verse 37 we read, and they were astonished beyond measure, saying, Jesus has done all things well. Jesus has done all things well. Jesus makes both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak. Hallelujah. Let somebody say, Jesus has made all things well. Jesus has made all things well. In my life, Jesus has made all things well. In my family, Jesus has made all things well. I don't hear you. Jesus has made all things well. How many things? I don't hear you. How many things? When the Bible says all things is all things. In order to confirm this further, if we go back to the story of the Syrophoenician woman, and we looked at another write-up of the same story from the perspective of Matthew Gospel. If you go to Matthew chapter 15, Matthew Gospel chapter 15, the same story was stated in verse 21 to 28. The same story. The Bible says in verse 28, and then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be so. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. From what moment? From that very hour. This hour, God will make all things well for you. But that's not where I'm getting at. If you look at verse 30, the Bible says, and then great multitudes came to him. Great multitude came to him, having with them the lame, blind, mute, maimed, and many others. And they laid them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. He healed them. He healed them all in another version. How many people did he heal? How many people did he deliver? All of them. All of them. And that's why I believe the prophetic word for this year, that in your life, Jesus will make all things well for you. I say, in your life, Jesus will make all things well for you. In your family, Jesus will make all things well for you. In your business, the Lord will make all things well for you. In your career, the Lord will make all things well for you. Hallelujah. In your job, you have been facing challenges, but the Lord will make all things well for you. We don't know how God is going to do it. God might have to remove a manager, like he did to one of our sisters. Our pastor, this guy has been challenging me in my job. First of all, the manager got into a problem. Secondly, they fired the manager. It might be that they will remove the manager. We don't know. It might be that God will divinely promote you. It might be that God will give you another job, a better job, a more comfortable job. Hallelujah. This year, before the end of this year, the Lord will make all things well for you. The Lord will make all things well for your family. In the mighty name of Jesus. This woman was able to access her miracle because she worshiped God. She was not on Jesus' agenda. She was not on the Lord's agenda to be healed, for her daughter to be healed. The Lord was not having in mind to heal her daughter because she was not a Jew. The Lord said, I'm not sent to Gentiles. I'm sent to the lost house of Israel. So, but this woman came and began to worship God. He began to worship God. If you look at Matthew chapter 10, verse 5 to 6, even when the Lord was sending out disciples, he said, I don't want you to go anywhere. Just go to the house of Israel. Matthew chapter 10, verse 5 to 6, said, I am sending you to the house of Israel. At his own dispensation or manifestation, Jesus' ministry was limited to the Jews. Hallelujah. But when this woman came, in that Matthew chapter 15, the Bible says that, verse 25, then she came and worshiping, saying, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. But Jesus answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. So the Lord literally called her some names. She might have been annoyed, but Jesus said, I'm not sent to you. I wasn't sent to you. I was sent to the lost house of Israel. But instead of the lady getting annoyed, she knelt down and worshiped the Lord and cried the more that the Lord should help her. She was able to produce her reason that, Lord, even the dogs that we have in the houses, they eat from the crumbs that fall from their master's table. She appealed to the Lord's reasoning. And because of that, the man said, the Lord said, ah, great is your faith. You don't, this is somebody that didn't give up easily. How hardly do we give up on our faith? Some of us, our miracles are on the corner. But because of plan B that we have, we couldn't access the miracle. But this woman heard to the Lord. She produced a reason why the Lord should heal her daughter. She was tired of that problem. She was tired of being awake all the night. She cried to the Lord, Lord, I can, even the crumbs from your anointing can produce the healing. And the Bible says that the Lord recognized her faith and her daughter was made whole. Hallelujah. As you look unto God today, the Lord will recognize your faith and he will give you your needed miracle in the mighty name of Jesus. One more point I want to bring out from this passage that we need to learn is the fact that the woman, before she accessed a miracle, honor God, worship God. It is very important that we recognize honor, the power of honor, if we want to attract God's miracles. We need to recognize the power of honor in attracting miracles to ourselves. One man of God said that if there's anything he will preach in the body of Christ more today, is the power of honor. He said, what you honor, you attract. What you honor, you attract. Do you honor the Lord? Do you honor the Lord? Notwithstanding the challenges you are facing, you've had testimony of a sister that was complaining, yet God is blessing her. God is giving her a miracle of sleeping and waking up. She didn't recognize it. But because of the mercy of God, God sent a message to her. But not many people have that opportunity. She will have been grappling that problem for long before she got her breakthrough. So also a lot of us, we don't recognize the power of honor. If this Greek woman didn't honor the Lord, she would not have been able, she will abstain the same problem. We need to recognize the power of honoring his servants in our midst. Hallelujah. When the servant of God asks you to do something, what is your disposition to it? What is your disposition to it? There is a danger of being over familiar with men of God because you see them every day. We joke together, we laugh together. But like Reverend Funke Adejumo will say, he said that we might look the same, or we might have the same age, but we don't carry the same grace. We don't do what? We don't carry the same grace. Grace are different. I think I mentioned the case of Moses and Aaron. Aaron was sister to Miriam was sister to Moses. And God was using Miriam also. You know, when you get close to the anointing, you catch some fire. So he got to a stage. She thought they are the same. She thought they are the same people. So she began to challenge Moses that, doesn't God use us also? And she didn't know that God was hearing, because he's an omnipresent God. God was annoyed. God was angry. God would have immediately wiped her out. But it was the same Moses that interceded for Miriam. Hallelujah. Let's learn to honor the men of God and the women of God that God has given to us so that we can access our miracle. A word is enough for the wise. Hallelujah. He makes all things well. It was not only that time that he made all things well. Jesus is also in the business of making all things well now. Hallelujah. He is also in the business of making all things well now. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8 tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the same. He does not change. He that was working miracle in those days, he remains the same. He that made all things well in the Holy Church is still the same today. And he can even do greater things in our life. So this morning, I want you to go before the Lord and thank God. That Lord, I thank you that you are the Lord that can make all things well. I thank you, Lord, that you are the Lord that can make all things well. Go ahead and thank him. Go ahead and bless him. Go ahead and give him praise and worship and glory. Let's bless him. Let's praise him. Let's give him glory, honor, and praise. Thank God for sending his word to you this morning, that he will make all things well in your family. The Lord said, there is someone here that have burden about your son. The Lord said, I will fully restore him to where you want him to belong to. I will fully restore him to where you want him to fully belong to. Let's give him praise. Let's give the Lord worship. This morning, I don't want you to ask. Just thank God. In that area, you are trusting God. Don't ask. And just thank God in faith. Lord, I thank you that in this area of my life, you will make all things well for me this year. You make all things well for me this month. I believe you. I believe you are the Lord that can make all things well. I give you thanks. I give you thanks. I'm thanking you in advance that you will make all things well for me. Let's give him praise. Let's give him worship. Mazeke proto lege poroske pokorubo poshkipa. Le dele boske. Garo boske pakato lega bronto lega broske. Meleke porobobozekan remakoshindu. Let's go ahead and say, Lord, let help me to learn to worship you for the rest of my life, to honor you in the name of Jesus, to honor your representatives in the name of Jesus. If I've been dishonoring you by the way I speak, by my attitude, I repent, have mercy. Have mercy, forgive. If I've been dishonoring you, dishonoring your representative, Father, in one way or the other, Father, I repent. Have mercy, forgive. In the name of Jesus. From now onwards, Lord, I will honor you. I will bless you. I will worship you. I will honor your representatives. In the name of Jesus. Mazekembro dolegebroske katolia. Ye delebroske kondromakashkinu. Lekokorobose prandala bakushke pokotolia. Thank you, Father, Lord. Be exalted, Lord. Be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray the God of Israel, even as you are thanking him, he will accept your thanksgiving. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. I don't hear your amen. Say amen loud and clear. Amen. Let's give him praise. Hallelujah. We do some things when it is time. You will take anointing oil this morning, and you will lay it upon your head and make some decree or declarations as to what we want God to do for you for this month. Amen. But we want to thank God for his goodness upon our lives. We want to thank God for those whose birthday fell on October. Is there anyone here? Those that have, we just want to pray briefly for you. Then we go to do dedication of our babies, of our twins. Amen. We are doing two dedications today. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. We are dedicating our baby twins. Goodness and mercy, that's what I can remember. I don't know the other names. Praise the Lord. So we are also dedicating our church van. You have heard Bola talking about 15-seater new church van. We are dedicating it to the glory of God. Amen. After that one will be after service. So let's pray for October brethren, October babies. So if you are born in October, let's pray briefly for you. Hallelujah. Come and get priestly blessing. Come to the front of the altar. Let's give the Lord a clap offering as they come forward. We are celebrating life concerning these ones. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this, your brethren, for your faithfulness to them.